This is Ted Kennedy. Is Senator Al Simpson finally ready to support a fair minimum wage? In a moment, we'll face off. Al, the confrontation between Congress and the administration over the minimum wage has gone on too long. The real victims are low-income Americans who work for a living and still live in poverty. The minimum wage hasn't gone up 1 cent in 8 years, but inflation has gone up 40%. The main bone of contention is the president's demand of no increase for workers the first 6 months on the job. That's unfair, Al. It's a devious way to deny millions of working poor an increase they deserve. The administration pretends it's a training wage, but that's nonsense. No training's required. Employers could fire workers every 6 months. According to the administration's own experts, minimum wage jobs require no more than 1 or 2 months training at most, not 6 months. Democrats support an honest training wage. Can't you see the light, Al? If you can, there's a good chance the White House will see it too.
The White House did see the light, Ted, but then you and your stubborn liberal pals snuffed it out. Damn shame. President Bush offered a reasonable proposal to raise the minimum wage to $4.25 per hour. That was fair, to workers and business. But your obsessive quest for a wage of $4.55 isn't fair to either one. It's too steep. It won't help low-income Americans. It will destroy jobs, assure higher prices, and make their situation ever more desperate. Ted, the training wage is a true beacon of light to those looking for a first job. It assures that employers can afford to hire and train people who have no relevant workplace experience. Without it, the investment in them costs too much. You have a real chance here, Ted. Drop the crafted hysteria on this one. Instead of trying to be only a friend of the worker at the expense of small businesses, why not join me in doing something that helps them both? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.